does strength look like? I've been thinking about this in relation to those two scary news headlines last week, scarier than anything to be found on our trick-or-treat streets tomorrow night. The pipe bomb deliveries to various Democratic politicians, the shooting in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. What does strength look like? I'm sure, like many of you, I read the list of victims in the Pittsburgh attack, which included two 55-year-old brothers with some developmental issues, and a 97-year-old woman. Not to play psychoanalysis with a deranged killer, but this isn't strength. Not strength in any way, not the strength he undoubtedly envisioned showing. Weak, empty, pathetic, more like it. What then does strength look like? Let's turn to our first reading, to Ephesians' famous fifth chapter passage. There have been interpretations that left the passage with just wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. Man seen here as strong. You're cooking, you're cleaning, your body, they're mine. You are subordinate to me, the strong-headed thinking goes. But is that strength? Is that what St. Paul is really getting at? Before that line comes, be subordinate to one another. After it comes, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And each one of you should love his wife as himself, and the wife should respect her husband. Mutual self-sacrifice, shared vulnerability, committed, converted love. This is strength. May we not buy into any societal lies. May we not settle for anything else. This is what strength looks like.